15th. Live and work, but do not forget to play, to have fun in life and enjoy it. You need balance in everything. Too much work and no play makes life lopsided and makes you dull and uninteresting. Seek perfect balance in everything you do, and you will find life a real joy. You need variety in life, so why not break out and attempt something quite new and different? Not because you are bored with what you are doing, or because you want to run away from it, but because you realise you need a change. When you can do it without any sense of guilt, you will find you will be able to do all you have to do with a new outlook. And, what is more, you will be able to do it with real enjoyment. What is the use of life unless you can enjoy it and have a good time in everything you undertake, whether you call it work or play? October 16th. Let your love and compassion be extended to all, not just to those souls who love you, but even to those souls who hate you and who despitefully use you. As you raise your consciousness and remain in a raised state, you will be able to see everything from a different perspective and will see that you have no enemies. So do not harden your heart and want to retaliate when life seems to be going against you. Simply know and accept that I am with you, that I am guiding and directing you, and that all is very, very well. Then let go and see only the very best coming out of every situation. It is when you are willing to do it that you are able to see my wonders and glories come about and know without a shadow of doubt that on your own strength you would not be able to accomplish such wonders. Therefore, lift up your heart and give me the honour and glory. October 17th. All things are part of the perfect whole, and everything you do, say, think and feel is part of it. Therefore, do not limit yourself in any way, but feel yourself expand and expand, taking in more and more. You will never reach the limits, because there is no limit. Life is infinite, and you are part of that infinity. Keep stretching your consciousness. Where is that spirit of adventure within you that enables you to step out fearlessly into the unknown with a feeling of real excitement and expectation? Simply going along in the same old way, day in and day out, will get you nowhere, and you cannot hope to grow spiritually. You have to want to move forward, and when you make your own decision to do so, then you will receive help from every side. The first move is always yours, so do not waste time hanging back, but take the first step forward. And behold, miracle upon miracle taking place in your life. October 18th. I am your refuge and strength, a very present help in times of distress and trouble. Learn to call upon me, to lean upon me, to draw from me, to put your whole faith and trust in me. And as you do so, see every difficulty and problem dissolve into nothingness. There is the perfect answer to every problem. Look for it, and you will find it. Waste no time wallowing in your problems and in self-pity, but rise above them. Give thanks that the answer is right there when you expand your consciousness, and have faith that the answer is there, waiting to be put into action when you can still your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing mind. You can solve every problem simply by knowing that the answer is there when you can become still and take time to seek and find it. Cease running around in circles getting nowhere. Call upon me. October 19th. If you have lost your way, the quickest and easiest method of finding it again is to become still, and in the peace and stillness, seek your direction. Are you willing to take time to be still and to seek within? Or do you feel it as a waste of time and you must get on and do all that has to be done? Every soul needs direction, for without it, you may indeed become completely lost in the maze of life. So why not spend a short time each day alone with me to determine where you are going? As you learn to do it, you will find the deep inner need for this communion and will long to spend more and more time with me in this state of consciousness. Therefore, keep alert and answer those deep yearnings within you. Never push them aside impatiently, feeling there is no time. I tell you, there is time for everything. October 20th. Are you not part of the whole? Then why separate yourself by living a disordered, chaotic life? As you fill your mind with beautiful thoughts, say beautiful words and accomplish beautiful things, so do you become one with the beautiful wholeness, which is my universe, and everything fits in perfectly. As each individual seeks and finds that inner peace and harmony, so will peace and harmony reign in the world. It has to start somewhere, so why not let it start in you? Realize that you, by doing your part, can help to bring peace and harmony into the world. It is every tiny drop of water that makes up the mighty ocean, and every tiny grain of sand that makes up the beach. Therefore, every individual at peace within can bring outer peace into the world. So why not do your part now? Lift up your heart and give eternal thanks that you know you have a part to play, and go ahead and play it. October 21st. Expand your consciousness and know I am all there is. Then go on and on expanding it and see the all-inclusiveness of the I am. Feel yourself growing, breaking all bonds which have held you and have stifled your growth and expansion. Just as a tiny seed planted in the earth breaks its outer skin and begins to expand and develop into that which it really is, so let your real self grow and expand until you become what you really are, and behold the wonder of it all. As you do so, know that you are one with all life, now and forever, that never again can you be separated from it, and that I am in you and you are in the I am. You will be able to do all things, and know that absolutely nothing is impossible, for it is the I Am who is working in and through you. When I Am recognized and accepted, anything is possible. October 22nd. Stop for a moment in all your busyness and see what you are putting first. Is it work? Is it living? Is it your wants, your desires? Seek ye first my kingdom. Find your direct contact with me, and all else shall be added unto you. Do you not realize that your communion with me means far more than anything else? For it is from this contact that all else stems. Do your part and put first things first. You cannot draw water from a well unless you get a bucket and let it down into the well. Fill it with water and then draw it up. You have to do something. You have to make the effort and do your part. Standing at the top of the well, looking at the water, will not draw it up. So with this spiritual life, standing around, watching others find their oneness with me, will not do it for you. Every soul has to do its own inner seeking and finding. October 23rd. If you find yourself in a situation which is hard to accept and love, there is always something you can do about it if you want to. For as you go into the silence and seek me, I will throw the light of truth on the situation. I will reveal to you why you are where you are and why you are doing what you are doing. You may be sure that there is a very good reason for it, and that there are vitally important lessons to be learnt. Until you change your attitude and learn to love where you are, who you are with, and what you are doing, you will have to remain in that situation. As soon as those lessons have been learnt, and you truly love what you are doing, and do it wholeheartedly for me and for my sake, then you will move on to something else. Watch love open all doors for you. October 24th. Because something was right and proper yesterday, does not mean it is today. That is why you have to live one day at a time. And live fully in the ever-present, glorious now. For when you can do it, without any reservations and preconceived ideas, you will be able to accept change without resistance, and life will flow with ease and smoothness. It is much easier to say it than to do it, especially when you have felt everything was going smoothly, and have sunk your roots down deep, feeling secure in your present situation. Let your security be in me, and never in a situation, a plan, a person, or a thing. For what is here today may be gone tomorrow, but I am always here through all eternity. Therefore, seek me. And find me, and fear nothing. Let the changes come, and simply know that each change will be for the very best, and that each one is necessary for the growth and expansion of the whole. October 25th. The higher your aims and goals, the better. Never limit yourself in any way. Simply know that you can accomplish anything that you set out to do, because you are drawing your help and strength from me, and there is no such thing as defeat or failure. Whatever has my hallmark on it is bound to succeed, and only the highest results can come from it. Therefore, keep your consciousness raised, get into tune with all life, and behold the most wonderful results. You cannot expect these results unless you are in rhythm with the highest good within you, can flow freely with all that is going on, and move through all that would hold you up. There are many things in life that would block you from reaching your goal. Sweep them all aside and refuse to contemplate failure for even one second. Simply know that you can and will succeed, and success will be yours in everything you undertake. October 26th. There is not one way which is right and all the rest wrong. Mountain climbers have to make the choice between climbing straight up to the summit by the direct route or finding an easier route to follow. It is up to them. You make up your mind which is the right spiritual path for you and then follow it wholeheartedly. There are those souls who are seekers and have not yet found their specific path in this life. They will try one spiritual path after another and follow it a certain distance, then realize it is not for them and start off on another path. They will keep on doing it until they have found the right one. They will find the right one if they seek diligently and never give up their search. If you have found your right path, move ever forward and waste no time looking back or being critical of those souls who are still searching. October 27th. A new concept is like a seed planted in the warmth of your house. The seed cannot be taken straight out of that atmosphere until it is strong enough to be planted where it has to withstand the outer elements. So with a new concept, it cannot be pulled out like a conjurer pulls a rabbit out of a hat. It takes time to give it substance and form. It has to be tried out with the few before it can be given to the many. It takes great love and patience to do it. It takes dedication and devotion. This process is what is taking place at this time with the new age. It is very new. Many new ideas and concepts are being born, and each one has to be tried out, understood, loved, and cherished. When you are at the spearhead of the new age, you must be willing to go ahead fearlessly and try out the newest of the new. October 28th. Everything improves with practice. The more you learn to live a life, the more it becomes a part of you, and you can live and move and have your being in it. You cannot remain static, so let yourself grow and expand freely and joyously. Break those bonds which have kept you confined in the past. Rise above all those fears which have prevented you from expanding and have kept you blindfolded, so that you have been unable to see clearly the glorious vision before you. Demonstrate what faith means to you and expect the seemingly impossible to become possible. Bring my kingdom down on earth and learn to do my will and walk in my ways. No matter how weak and faltering those first steps may be, they have to be taken. It does not matter how many times you fall. simply pick yourself up and try again and again. October 29th. Always seek the best. Always expect the best. And never at any time be content with second best. It may be difficult for you, especially at times when you think you are scraping the bottom of the barrel. Then you have to raise your consciousness and never for one second think lack, but think abundance. See abundance and give thanks for my infinite and limitless supply. Why are you content to accept second best, when the very best is waiting for you to accept it, waiting to bless you? When you can think big, your whole life and living will expand within and around you. Remember, it all starts from within, and it all starts with you. Start right now to readjust your thinking. Become reoriented from within, and let it gradually work from within like yeast in a lump of dough. Never fail to recognize my hand in everything and give constant thanks. Take nothing for granted, but realize how blessed you are. October 30th. Learn to give freely of all that you have. Learn also to receive graciously all that is given to you, and use it wisely for the expansion and betterment of the whole. When you give, give freely and do not count the cost. That which is given in the right spirit, wholeheartedly and in purest love, will bring great joy and blessings to the many and will multiply and grow. Always remember, let there be no strings attached to what you give. Give and then forget about it. When you do a job, do it with love and be grateful that you have the gift and ability to do it. Do it perfectly and never do it for what you can get out of it. When you can learn to do everything to my honour and glory, then you will have learnt the art of true giving. You will find the greatest joy in everything you give, and your whole attitude and outlook will be right. October 31st. There is more to faith than sitting back and leaving everything to me. You have your part to play. For according to your faith, be it unto you. When your complete faith and trust are in me, then anything is possible. Live by faith and demonstrate my laws for all souls to see. Let us work as one, live as one, be as one. I in you and you in me. When you fully understand that I can do anything, then you realize that you can do anything. For I am working in and through you. Nothing will get done unless you take the action and do it. I am within you, and you are my hands and feet. Dedicate those hands and feet to me and to my service, so that there is nothing to hold up the work and everything runs smoothly. See that you work in perfect harmony and rhythm with my laws, and behold, wonder upon wonder come about, and give eternal thanks for everything. November. I was shown the earth like a draft board, painted in big black and white squares. As rain came down, the black paint ran into the white, and the whole became a dirty grey. Then even heavier rain came, and the whole was transformed into the purest white, I heard the words, "Have faith, hold fast, and know that the whole earth and all in it are going through a tremendous cleansing process. All is very, very well, for all is going according to my plan. Be at perfect peace." November 1st. There is no stress or strain in nature. A seed goes through its full cycle. It does not have to do anything. It just has to allow it all to happen. All you have to do is to allow it all to happen. Why not let yourself be transformed into a glorious butterfly? Come out of that chrysalis, that confined space, out of the restrictions of your mortal mind and ideas. When a snake changes its skin, it slowly wriggles out of its old one and leaves it behind to wither away and disintegrate. A crab outgrows its shell as it grows and expands and grows a bigger, more beautiful one. A bird cracks open its shell and emerges completely transformed. It is free, free, free. That is what is waiting to happen to you. A new freedom, a new joy, a whole new world is waiting to open up for you when you are willing to move out of those old restrictive ways, thoughts and ideas and be transformed. November 2nd. When you are first taught to do anything, whether it is driving a car, learning to swim, or learning to play a musical instrument, you are very aware of every movement, every action you make. You make mistakes, but you never give up. You rectify those mistakes and keep on trying until you have mastered whatever it is. Then you find you no longer have to think of every movement. You do it automatically. You flow with it and enjoy it because it is no longer an effort. So it is with this spiritual life. As it becomes a part of you, you no longer have to be reminded to be consciously aware of me and of my divine presence because you are aware of it. You no longer have to get into tune with me, because you are in tune. It is all as natural to you as breathing. In this state, you know that I am in you, and you are in me, and we are one. November 3rd. Enter this day with your heart overflowing with love, joy, and thanksgiving, overjoyed to be alive, to be doing what you are doing, to be where you are, and see the perfection of this day emerge. Blessed are those souls who can see the beauty, joy, and harmony all around them and appreciate it to the full, and those souls who recognize me in everything and everyone, and give thanks for all. Joy is like a stone thrown into the middle of a pool of water. The ripples go out and out to the far edges of the pool and then return to the center, bringing joy to all they contact on the way. Love is like a healing balm, healing all wounds, all hurts, all sorrows. So love with my divine love. Love the lovable and the seeming unlovable. Love those souls who know not the meaning of love. Love your so-called enemies. When your heart is filled with love, you will know no enemies. Love is the foundation of the spiritual life. November 4th. Keep your eyes open and keep ever alert. Behold my hand in everything and give eternal thanks. Without awareness, you can miss so much which is right there in front of you, or even within you. Many souls go through life blind to the wonders all around them, blind to the miracles of nature, and so miss the miracles of life. When you are aware of beauty, harmony, peace and serenity in the small things around you, you will find that awareness growing until all life becomes a wonderland and you walk through life like a child, wide-eyed at all that is taking place. You will expect the most glorious happenings to take place and therefore will help to bring them about. There will never be a dull moment in your life. You will take nothing for granted, but will give thanks for everything. Gratitude keeps the door wide open for more and more wonders to enter your life. So never, never fail to give thanks. November 5th. Accept your oneness with all life. Accept your oneness with me. Do not shy away from it, feeling you are not worthy to accept your oneness. This feeling of unworthiness is what separates individuals from me, their creator. For too long, people have been told they are miserable sinners and are not worthy to walk and talk with me. For too long, they have separated themselves from me until they no longer know me, no longer realize that I am within them. Banish forever all these false concepts of me. I am love. I am within you. Accept with joy and wonderment our oneness. Accept it as a very small child, and do not waste time and energy trying to work it out with your mind. If you try to approach this life intellectually, you waste much time and fail to see the simplicity of it. My ways are simple. Cease making them complicated for yourself. November 6th. These are no ordinary times. Behold the unfolding of my vast and glorious plan. Now is the time for the most wonderful changes to come about, so be prepared for anything at any time. There is nothing casual or by chance about those souls who are being drawn together at this time for the tremendous work ahead. There is a very definite plan unfolding. Unfold with it. Do not be anxious about anything. Banish all fear. Recognize my hand in everything. See the perfection of it all and give eternal thanks for it. Be ready and willing to accept your responsibilities. This life is not for the shirkers or those souls who are afraid of responsibilities. The new age demands strength, courage, and dedication, as well as rock-like faith and belief. It is a wonderful adventure, and therefore the spirit of adventure is required to move right into it and become part of it. Move with all that is happening, quietly and peacefully, without any strain, for all is very, very well. November 7th. Have you found what you can contribute to the whole? Can you feel yourself blending in? Or do you feel you are standing on the outside looking in, wondering where your place is? Why not step right in, and by doing so, find that special place more quickly? Once you feel you are part of that whole, you will want to give of your very best. I liken this process to a clock with all its many parts. Every part is needed for the clock to keep the right time. It is when each part is in its rightful place, doing its specific job, that precision timing is achieved. Every soul longs to be wanted, to be needed. When you feel needed, you begin to grow, flower, and flourish, and give of your very best. Always remember that I have need of you. Offer yourself anew to me each day, so that I can use you as I will, and grow in strength and stature. November 8th. Why accept any limitations anywhere in your life? Feel yourself expanding in consciousness day by day. Expect the new to unfold within you and before you. And if it calls for changes in you, be willing to change without hesitation. When you want to change a program on the radio, you have to turn the knob until you find the new station. Then you have to take great care to tune in until the reception is clear and there are no distortions to spoil the program. When your desire to move out of the old is great enough, you will leave no stone unturned until you have done so. You will turn every knob until you are tuned in to the new and can receive it loudly and clearly. With this clear reception, you then have to be still and listen. And when you have absorbed what is being transmitted, you then have to get into action and do something about it. Why wait another day? Tune in now. November 9th. Let your faith be strong and unshakable. Faith has to be lived and demonstrated, not talked about. It grows stronger and stronger when used constantly. It is not something to be taken from a shelf every now and again, used, and then put back again until it is next needed. As you learn to live by faith, you will learn to see me in everyone and everything that is taking place, and realize that there is nowhere where I am not. It is an inner awareness that all the very best of life stems from within. When you realize that you contain all within you, you will cease that eternal search. You will cease striving and struggling to reach the impossible. And in quietness and confidence, find that storehouse full to overflowing of untold treasures. Now is the time to live by faith. Not tomorrow, or one day when you are feeling stronger and have more confidence. Put it into practice right now and see how wonderfully it works. November 10th. Day by day, you are aware of new developments within and without you. You find yourself absorbing new ideas and new ways. Your consciousness expands and is able to accept more and more. Some people learn more quickly than others. Therefore, moving into the new age will not be the same for everyone. Some souls will be able to leap into it. Some souls will move slowly into it, testing every step of the way. Some souls will crawl into it and find every step painful because they are resisting the changes which are taking place. They resent those new ways and new ideas and long to be left alone to live in the same old way, with the attitude that what was good enough for their fathers and mothers is good enough for them. The answer to that attitude is to stop fighting against it and to get into tune and flow with life. Times are changing and changing fast, and unless you change with them, you will be left behind. November 11th. All that you need, you have within you, waiting to be recognized, developed, and drawn forth. An acorn contains within it a mighty oak. You contain within you tremendous potential. Just as the acorn has to be planted and tended to enable it to grow and become that mighty oak, so that which is within you has to be recognized before it can be drawn forth and used to the full. Otherwise it lives dormant within you. What happens to many souls is that this tremendous potential never develops in this life and is often carried over from one life to another. How unnecessary this process is. Now is the time to draw forth and use all that you have within you. Know that you can do all things because I am there, strengthening and guiding your every movement and decision. Unlike that acorn, you have burst your bonds and are free to grow into the mighty oak. November 12th. Never waste time feeling you have a very long way to go in this spiritual life. Instead, be encouraged and strengthened by realizing how far you have come and give eternal thanks for it. Realize how much you have to be grateful for. Surround yourself with beautiful thoughts, with beautiful things, with beautiful people. See the light of truth shining in everything and everyone. Let your light shine brightly from deep within you. Know that nothing without can extinguish it, and that only your negativity can do it. Therefore, keep positive all the time. Always choose the path of light and ignore the darkness, thereby giving it no strength. More and more light is needed as the hunger for spiritual food grows greater in the world. So keep your light burning brightly. Be light and let it shine forth from you, pushing back the darkness. Be love and let love flow from you freely and help meet the tremendous need in the world. November 13th. As you expect the very best in life, you draw it to you. So start right now, expecting the very best in everything and everyone, and watch the very best come about. Expect your every need to be met. Expect the answer to every problem. Expect abundance on every level. Expect to grow spiritually. Accept no limitations in your life. Simply know and accept that all my good and perfect gifts are yours as you learn to get your values right and put first things first in your life. Expect to grow in stature and beauty, in wisdom and understanding. Expect to be used as a channel for my divine love and light to flow in and through. Accept that I can use you for my work. Do it all in absolute faith and confidence, and behold my wonders and glories come about. not just once in a while, but all the time, so that your whole life is indeed a song of joy and thanksgiving. November 14th. How many times have I told you I need you free to do all that has to be done? When will you learn to let go and be free? You will never know the meaning of freedom until you are willing to let go. Have confidence that you can do it and take those first few struggling steps. Only you can do it. No one can do it for you. Are you afraid of what is around the corner? Afraid of what the future holds? Where are your faith and trust? Why not learn to live fully and gloriously in the ever-present now? And let me look after the future for you. I have wonderful things waiting for you when you are free and cease to cling to what you already have because you're afraid of losing everything. Be willing to lose everything, to gain something far, far greater. All is in my hands, and all is very, very well. November 15th. Life is simple. Why make it complicated for yourself? Why choose the devious path when the straight path lies before you? Let life unfold for you, and do not try to force its unfoldment. You cannot force the unfolding of a flower, for if you try to do so, you will destroy the beauty and perfection of that flower by your impatience. There is a right time for everything. So why not get into rhythm with life, flow with it and behold my wonders and glories unfold in true perfection. When something is done out of timing, it holds up so much, instead of speeding it along as may be imagined. Therefore wait upon me in quietness and confidence, and never try to rush ahead and do something out of timing. At the same time, never drag your feet and waste precious time. Realize that there is a glorious pattern and plan running through everything you do, and give eternal thanks. November 16th. The primary lesson to learn in life is to love. Love is so strong that it is unbreakable, and yet it is intangible. You can know it, you can feel it, and yet you cannot hold on to it, for as soon as you try, it will slip away like quicksilver. Love cannot be possessed. It is as free as the wind and moves where it will. Move with it. Love is unity and wholeness. Love knows no limitation, no barriers. With love comes freedom. It is fear that binds and limits a soul. It is love that frees and cuts away all bonds. Love opens all doors, changes lives, and melts the hardest of hearts. Love is creative. It builds up, creating beauty, harmony, and oneness. It works for, not against, anything. Love brings such joy that it cannot be repressed. It dances and sings through life. Is there love in your heart? Love for each other? It starts in you and works out and out. November 17th. Do you feel that you are part of the new? Do you feel that you blend in with the whole in perfect harmony? Or do you feel uncomfortable and ill at ease? If you do, it is far better to move out and find another way. Only those souls who are in harmony with the new, who are willing to leave all the old behind without any regrets, and who have the spirit of adventure, are ready for the new, and will be able to move freely into it. If you still want to hold on to the old orthodox and conventional ways and ideas, afraid to break the old moulds, then you are not ready for the new. It takes courage, strength, determination, and a deep inner knowing that what you are doing is right. When your faith and trust are in me, and you know that I am guiding and directing you, you will be able to do all that needs to be done with deepest love and joy. November 18th. Use all you have for the benefit of the whole. Do not try to accumulate or hoard it, but share it. For as you share, so will it grow. Whereas if you try to hold on and possess something or someone, you will surely lose it. It is the law, and as you live it, you will see it working out all around you. If you have some packets of seeds, and you put them away in a cupboard and forget about them, nothing will happen to them, and there they will remain. But if you take them and plant them in the ground and tend them, they will not only grow, but will accumulate and produce more and more. So with all you have, never try to cling on to it, but gladly share it, and watch it grow and grow in quantity and quality. When your attitude is right, you know that all your needs are being wonderfully met, and that all I have is yours. November 19th. It is not necessary for you to try and work things out in life yourself, or try to pull strings. All you have to do is very quietly and confidently to follow my instructions, which you will receive in the stillness. Some souls will hear my voice distinctly. Others will act intuitively. Some souls will be guided in action. I work in many ways, but all will know when I am in command, for the hallmarks of love and truth will be running through everything. As my instructions are obeyed, you will behold wonder upon wonder taking place and see my hand in everything. You will realize that of yourself you could not bring these wonders about, and that it is indeed I working in you, and you will give me the honor and glory and eternal thanks. Acknowledge at all times where your wisdom, love, and understanding come from, where life itself comes from. I am the allness of all, and your life is hid in me. We are one. November 20th. Be at peace and rest in my love. You have heard these words many times, and you wonder why they have to be repeated. They are like water. Very slowly and silently, they wear away the old and find a new way. They go on and on, gradually sinking deeper and deeper within you, until you find that they have become a part of you. They are no longer just words, but they live and move and have their being in you, and you find yourself living them and at perfect peace, resting in my love. Never resent repetition, but be eternally grateful that my love is so great that I am willing patiently and persistently to go on and will never let you go. I have placed my hand upon you. and I have need of you. You have a very special place in my vast overall plan, and I am waiting to reveal it to you when you are ready. November 21st. You will never know whether something works until you try it. You will never know whether the electricity is on unless you put your hand on the switch and switch it on. You have to take some action to prove that it works. So with faith. It is useless just sitting there talking about faith if you do not live by it, and if no one can see what it means to you. It is useless talking about living by faith when your security is in your bank balance and you know you can draw on it whenever you choose to do so. It is when you have nothing and can step off the deep end and do the seemingly impossible, because your faith and security are rooted and grounded in me, that you can talk about living by faith and be a living demonstration of it. Go ahead and put your faith to the test and see what happens. November 22nd. Always see the bright side of life.